This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Two New York cases against the HHS mandate have come up with contradictory results. Earlier this week, Catholic medical groups in New York State were given a tremendous victory, being told that they did not have to comply with the mandate. Thursday, Priests for Life received in their case against the mandate the exact opposite result, even though both cases used the same arguments. The HHS mandate seeks to force even religious employers to fund insurance that interdicts pregnancy in numerous ways, including abortifacient contraceptives. Immediately after Thursday's verdict, Father Frank Pavone says they appealed that ruling. A feminist mob invaded a cathedral in Italy wearing masks and unfurling a banner before the altar to criticize the Archbishop of Bologna, Italy. Carlo Cardinal Caffara has urged members of the European Parliament to oppose making abortion a human right. Earlier this month, that body did narrowly reject that report. This is Life News Radio. For those who need healing, taking the time to heal, making the effort to heal, seldom seems worthwhile. The problem is, we repeat behaviors unless we heal. Far too often, women with a past abortion find themselves powerless to stop the cycle. If you or someone you know is in need of healing after an abortion, visit rachelsvineyard.org or call 877-HOPE-FOR-ME. Bill Diss, the Portland math teacher, fired for simply refusing Planned Parenthood access to teach in his classroom, is finding supporters and fighting back. At my website, lifenewsradio.com, I've posted a link to the fundraising campaign where you can read more. The link is at lifenewsradio.com. This has been Life News Radio.